Yeah, I think that I came home on leave when I had my emergency appendicitis. They wouldn't let me go back aboard ship because I have, on a destroyer, it's all climbing up ladders like this. There's no elevators, no nothing in there. It's climbing up or down, up and down. So they wouldn't let me do that. So they sent me home for a couple of weeks, and it was in May. And I had my dad's car, and so I went to pick her up from my aunt's. You know, we were going to go to a movie down there, next town. And Suring didn't even have a movie theater, but Gillett had one, so did Conna Falls. Went down to a movie. We came out. It was misty when we went in there. And when we came out, I'm not sure it was that much snow. Wet, real wet snow. I thought, oh, am I going to have fun getting up that hill? Where they lived, it was a heck of a hill. But it was blacktop, but it was a hill. Yep, I got, maybe three quarters ways up, and there was a guardrail there. And all of a sudden, I started sliding. Whoa, I stopped. Oh, Alan, now what are we going to do? I said, I'm trying to back down. I tried backing down, tried to get, She wouldn't let me put the chains on. You just got out of the hospital. You cannot do that. So you don't argue. So we walked up to her house. It was about 500 feet from her house. And I had a little straw hat on. I can still remember that. I was all wet from that wet snow. It was hanging down over my ears. I had to wake up her mother and dad and her brother. And he had to go and put his clothes on. And I took some dry clothes of his and dad's. I always say dad because her dad and I were like this. And
close.
We were wonderful friends. And we went fishing together, went hunting together. Him and I went all the way along up into Canada together, him, her dad and I. Yeah, he treated me just, he was just a wonderful guy. And her brother was too, but. Well, anyhow, I had to go and wake Clifford up. Clifford had to get up. I borrowed some boots from him, put them boots on. Lucky thing, they fit me. And went down there, and I did it. They wouldn't let me put them on, so Clifford put the chains on. And just as we were going to get up the hill, here comes a lady. She slides into that thing, too.
Oh, another car hit the guardrail.
Another car hits the guardrail. Well, I said to her, you're never going to get up this hill. I said, Clifford took and backed her car down by the neighbor down there. And then we took her home. She just lived down the road about a mile. We took her home, and then I stayed with them that night on the couch. And of course, my brother Erasmus, he was dead. Did I stayed with her? I never did. You ought to know better, for crying out loud. But anyhow,